USA Radio News.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he believes Republicans have the vote they need to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, and Tennessee's Bob Corker is among them.
I don't know that they've done a head count even on the committee as to what people are going to do, but assuming we get to a floor vote, I certainly plan to support his nomination.
Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified she thought Kavanaugh was trying to rape her at a party when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh said he has never sexually assaulted anyone, and he was questioned about his drinking by Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar.
You're saying there's never been a case where you drank so much that you didn't remember what happened the night before or part of what happened?
That's, you're asking about, yeah, blackout. I don't know. Have you?
The first procedural vote in the full Senate could come on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Hard to believe, but Google is turning 20. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
In 1998, two Stanford PhD students launched their search engine for about $100,000. Two of the company's biggest successes were then YouTube and Android, now the world's most common operating system. In 2015, Google changed its corporate name to Alphabet, and now it's one of the world's top five tech companies valued at over $700 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein did not get called to the White House after all. The president postponed the meeting with his embattled deputy attorney general to avoid interfering with the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on sex assault allegations for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said the president spoke with Rosenstein and made plans to meet with him next week instead. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A fast food giant is discontinuing something. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
McDonald's announcing that it's discontinuing preservatives in most of its burgers. The company's announced its classic burgers like the Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with cheese are now free from artificial coloring, artificial flavoring, and preservatives. The 14,000 McDonald's in the U.S. are already serving them that way, and the change, McDonald's says, has not affected the price. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said that the cost of benchmark health care plans under the Affordable Care Act will fall 2% next year. Azar announced insurers proposed to lower premiums for benchmark or silver ACA health insurance plans by 2% nationally, and that the number of federal exchange insurers will grow for the first time since 2015. He credited President Trump for the improvements in the insurance marketplace. Leslie Dock, chairman of Protect Our Care, said the simple fact is that Trump and Azar's policies will kick people off their health insurance, allow insurance companies to sell junk insurance policies that discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions, charge women and older people higher premiums, and kick people off when they get sick. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.